Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
He was a popular Christian recording artist in the 80s and 90s, but his music took on new depth after several impactful losses, including his fiance and his grandmother. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Guest hosts Bill Arnold and George Frazier talked with recording artist and author Billy Sprague about his life, his music, and his book, Letter to a Grieving Heart, Comfort and Hope for Those Who Hurt. Billy shared what God has been putting on his heart of late.
For the last year, God's been putting Acts 2 in front of me about the culture of the early church and what made them so attractional. And I work inside the church here, and we deal a lot with, you know, why aren't people coming to church? Why are the younger generations not buying into organized religion, etc.? And I look at that, and what they were doing was so much like what happened when I described, you know, when I went through deep grief, that their community was so vibrant. It says they were selling their stuff to meet each other's needs. They were devoting themselves to teaching and to prayer. They were always praising God. They were breaking bread in each other's houses. They were doing life together. And then right at the end of that, it says, and they found favor with all people. And God added to the numbers daily those who were being saved. Now, we tend to, in a, you know, results-driven, bottom-line-driven culture, we flip that and the numbers are on the top. We're always counting the numbers of the heads in the plate and the shekels in the, you know, the heads in the butts in the seat and the shekels in the plate as a litmus test for how we're doing. But the litmus test in Jesus's economy is love. How do we love each other? Are we loving well? Almost like, you know, the church has found a fragment of the New Testament that says, outdo one another in show. And then years later, somebody runs in and says, oh, I found the rest of it. It actually says, outdo one another in showing love. We left off to ing love. We don't have to outdo one another in show and have the hottest guitarist in town. People smell love. Are we a loving community? So that's one of the things, and I just encourage the, you know, church leadership reads a lot of leadership books, but there's none better than the Bible.